difference between depression and joy, right? And I think it's purpose.
In a time of great uncertainty, in a time of change that's taking place around the world, in a time when people are feeling a great deal of anxiety and fear and reservations about the future, at a time when people are going to work and don't know whether or not they will have a job when they get off, and not necessarily because of their performance, but because of what's happening in the economy, at a time when there are challenges more so than ever before in personal relationships, when we look at what's happening on the crime level and what's happening with our youth, that many times I'm sure that we've all taken time just to stop and reflect. Many times when we hear what's happening in the news or read the newspapers, where's all of this leading to? What's going on here?
When you are struggling with what to do, who you are, what's your next move, you are in an identity crisis. You are struggling with just who you are. See, you have not discovered who you are. You have to discover who you are in order to move you forward.
And so I think that now more than ever, we must begin to look at what are the things that we can do that would put us on some firm footing in life, that will enable us to do some things and use some powers that we have, that many of us go through life never ever discovering that we have those things going for us. And part of that, I believe, is knowing what it is your life worth. What is it that gives your life a sense of meaning and purpose? Because once you find that, it puts you in your power place. See, if you know what your life work is, I encourage you to start working on it. If you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it. And if you don't know what it is that you showed up to do, if you don't know why you're here, I encourage you to find out what your purpose is here. What is the meaning of your life?
Now, for most people, especially when you're maturing in your career, when you're growing up, the biggest goal is money. If you had money, then you could buy a house, home, car, family, lifestyle, and so on. So that's quite normal. For other people, it may be a health goal. For business owners, maybe a business goal. For people with relationship problems, maybe a relationship goal. But ask yourself, if you could achieve one goal or resolve one problem, and remember, a problem unsolved is merely a goal unachieved, which one would it be? And write that down and make it that the major and definite purpose of your life. Make it the central organizing principle of your life.
Developing a good plan for the next 10 years, especially some of the things you want to accomplish. Let our dreams pull us through. Our objectives sustain us, get us up early, keep us up late, or drive us to do the disciplines, read the books, take the classes, study, whatever is necessary. If the dreams are strong enough and the purpose is strong enough, we will pay the price. Then after we've accomplished, here's what you'll say, small price to pay.
You've got to get a proven plan and you got to take massive action. Don't even worry about a proven plan. There are lots of role models, hopefully they'll prove it to you, but get a plan. Do something. I tell people all the time, you just gotta remember the power of massive action. So often in life, people don't begin the journey because they're not quite sure what to do or how to do it right or how to do it perfect. You wanna change your body? Get yourself moving. Don't wait for the perfect trainer. Just go out there and move. Put on your shoes and move and get momentum. Just remember, progress equals happiness. If you can start to make progress, if you get yourself going, even if it's not perfect, if it doesn't work, you know what to do, just change your approach. If that doesn't work, change your approach. But if there's anything that'll shift your life, that'll get you to thrive in a difficult situation, is take some massive action. Try something else. Change it, try it, move it.
Let your results speak for you. Let your actions speak for you.
So take a deep inhale, stand up straight, lift your chin off your chest, pull your shoulders back, and start to look in the direction of where you want to go. Move that inch.
When you get to that state, creating results in your area of expertise is almost effortless. It's an organic process that comes easily to you.
Remember, the further you spiral down just means the more growth there is on the way back up and the stronger you'll be.
And you're still waiting around for some kind of signal to finally go hard and give your dreams everything you've got.
You've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it.
What's your goal? What's your dream? What is it you want to do with your life? Dr. Joelle Martin said something that I love. She said, what would the world be like if everybody lived their dream? Here's what I found about life. It's not as complicated as I used to make it. I think that life is about dreams and stories. Everything that exists, the world at one time was barren, but everything that exists, hotels, planes, they weren't here. Everything that we see every day, computers, all of the things that we see, someone had a dream. Someone had a dream of a person standing on stage and their voice being amplified so they don't have to scream and yell and can be heard by thousands. Someone had that dream of how to transport us from one place to the other quickly and safely. The clothes you have on, where you're now seated, all came out of somebody's dream, the world's greatest achievement. What is your dream? I said that you have something special. I didn't say that just to be kind. I said it because it's true. You are God's chosen vessel. You were chosen, one out of 400 million sperm. You have something in you that when you were chosen, when you showed up, there's something in you that if you don't do it, all of us will suffer. Repeat after me, please. Live full.
Live full.
Die empty.
Die empty.
Let's say it again. Live full. Die empty. Dr. Howard Thurman, one of the mentors of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Albert Schweitzer and Mahatma Gandhi, he was a very brilliant writer. He wrote some things that really grabbed me. He wrote, deep is the hunger, the voice of the genuine, the centering moment. During the time after receiving 238 radiation seed implants, I was reflecting on his words, and these words kept me up that night. He said, the ideal situation for a man or woman to die is to have family members praying with them as they... And the question is, if you die today, what dreams, what ideas, what talents, what books, what music, what leadership, what voice will die with you? Miles Monroe, great orator and speaker, said the wealthiest place on the planet, it's not in the Far East where there's oil in the ground. It's not in South Africa where there are diamond mines. He said the wealthiest place on the planet is the cemetery. Because there you'll find greatness that we've never seen. There you'll find talent and genius and potential never actualized. Perhaps that's why Henry David Thoreau wrote the words, oh God, to reach the point of death, only to realize that you've never lived. Maybe that's why some unknown writer wrote the words, what if you live your whole life only to discover that it was wrong? That it was wrong. That you were chosen to do something else and you didn't do it.
Fourth major lesson in life to learn. Learn how to reap in the fall without complaint. Learn to reap come harvest time without complaint. Take full responsibility for what happens to you. It's one of the highest forms of human maturity, accepting full responsibility. It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood, the day you accept full responsibility. And another note, learn to reap in the fall without apology. without apology if you do well, and without complaint if you don't. That's maturity. I used to have that long list of reasons why I wasn't doing well. To explain. You got to explain, right? Otherwise you're going to look bad. I used to have this funny list called Reasons for Not Looking Good. I used to blame the government. I mean, you can believe that or not. It was at the top of my list. I had a lecture second to none. The government. That was on my list. I used to blame taxes. Look what you got left after they take everything. And they expect you to do well. That was on my list there. Prices, that one's easy, right? You walk into the supermarket with $20, come out with a little half bag. So I had that on my list. I used to blame the weather. I blamed the traffic. I used to blame my car. I blamed the manufacturers. I used to blame the company. I blamed company policy. I used to blame the training program. I blame my negative relatives. They were always putting me down. I blame my cynical neighbors. They're just selfish, looking out for themselves. Won't loan you money? They were on my list. I used to blame the economy. I blame the community. That's a pretty good list for not doing well, isn't it? I thought it was good. I'll never forget one day, Mr. Schoaf was very kind, but he was also very blunt. And this was no exception. And I'm glad he was blunt. There's a lot of things I'd have missed if he hadn't have been blunt. One day, with sort of a curious look on his face, he said, "Jim, just out of curiosity, tell me, how come you haven't done well up until now?" Excellent question. I thought, well, so I won't look too bad, I'll go through my list. And this list I just gave you, I put that on him. And he was very patient. He let me go through the whole thing, the government, the weather. I went through this whole thing. When I finished, he looked my list over very carefully. He said, "Mr. Owen, big problem with your list. You ain't on it." How brilliant. When I went to work for him a few months later, I learned very quickly to tear up my list, reasons for not doing well, and I threw it away. And I got me a fresh piece of paper. And I put one word on it. Me.
People who succeed in any situation have a pattern of what they do to succeed.
Yes, discipline, it does start with waking up early. It really does.
99% of people are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true.
Somebody say, "E, what's your alarm clock?" My passion. My dreams wake me up. I don't need no alarm clock.
Motivation is, it's kind of a strange word because it doesn't really mean what we think it means. We think it means that we're fired up to do something.
You know what you're after when you take action. You won't just be expending energy. You'll be moving yourself in a direction towards something you really, really want.
You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
You're already in pain. You're already struggling. Like, get some for your pain.
That's the thing. Success and failure are generally slow processes. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will.
You don't want to just say, "Okay, I know what I want, I know why I want it, I'm just going to make it happen, this is how I'm going to do it." You keep hammering it and hammering it and hammering it.
You have to realize, you have to know, you have to accept that all your excuses are lies.
It don't matter whose fault it is that something is broken if it's your responsibility to fix it.
Exactly. But what I realize is it doesn't make a difference if you're smart, born in a wealthy family, born broke. I realize what makes people different is the energy level that they have, and the energy level is because of what's driving them.
And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth.
And when you get to the point where you can say you let you down, I care more about me. I have standards. I have value.
I want my life. I want my work. My family, I want it to mean something. And it's like, it has, if you are not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time.
I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the f*** is in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning.
It's a campaign. It's a daily, a weekly, it's an hourly fight.
The definition of who I am is very clear to me, and it also redefines who I want to be, in that I know for a fact that I'm stronger than I thought I was.